You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish addresses the often overlooked challenge of forgiving yourself. Many believers struggle with guilt and shame, but God's forgiveness sets us free to embrace His grace and move forward. Our key verse today is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, so that He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Welcome back to Awaken to Deliver and our series on forgiveness. Today, we're focusing on a part of forgiveness that is often overlooked, but is deeply impactful, and that is forgiving yourself. Many people struggle with guilt and shame, even after receiving God's forgiveness. They hold on to past mistakes, allowing them to define their worth and hinder their growth. Our key verse today, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, reminds us of God's promise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, so that He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If God, in His perfection, forgives and cleanses us, why do we sometimes struggle to forgive ourselves? Let's explore the journey of self-forgiveness and how it leads to freedom and healing. Let's take a moment to look at the burden of unforgiveness toward ourselves. Self-forgiveness is often the most challenging form of forgiveness because it requires us to confront our own failures and shortcomings. Guilt and shame can take root, creating a sense of unworthiness that keeps us from fully accepting God's grace. But there is a difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is the acknowledgement of wrongdoing. It can lead us to repentance and reconciliation with God. Shame, on the other hand, is an identity issue. It whispers, you are not just guilty, you are unworthy, broken, and irredeemable. While guilt can be a tool for conviction, shame is a lie from the enemy, designed to keep us stuck in condemnation. But remember, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 reminds us, therefore, there is now no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. So then, why do we struggle to forgive ourselves? We feel we deserve punishment, even after God forgives us. We may feel the need to pay for our mistakes, or we define ourselves by our failures. Instead of seeing ourselves through God's grace, we focus on our shortcomings. We also underestimate God's forgiveness. When we hold on to guilt, we essentially say that Jesus' sacrifice wasn't enough to cover our sins. The first step in forgiving yourself is understanding the completeness of God's forgiveness. When we confess our sins, God doesn't partially forgive. He removes them entirely. Psalms chapter 103, verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our wrongdoings from us. God's forgiveness transforms our identity. We are redeemed. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 declares, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings according to the riches of His grace. We are also made new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 assures us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. God doesn't see us as defined by our sins, but as redeemed and renewed through Christ. If God has wiped our slate clean, why should we hold on to what He has already forgiven? Here are some practical steps to help you forgive yourself, because forgiving yourself is a process that requires intentionality and trust in God's promises. Number one, acknowledge your sin and accept God's forgiveness. Confess your sins to God, trusting His promise in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Once you've confessed, believe that His forgiveness is complete. Don't let feelings of guilt override the truth of his word. Number two, separate your identity from your actions. Your mistakes don't define you. As a child of God, your identity is rooted in his love and grace. Meditate on verses like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Number three is renew your mind with scripture. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 encourages us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Replace self-condemning thoughts with God's truth. Write down scriptures that affirm his forgiveness and speak them over yourself daily. Number four, release the past to God. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14 says, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal. Let go of past mistakes, trusting that God is leading you towards his purpose. Now, most times with these practical steps, I give you four, but this time it is so important that you learn forgiveness of yourself that I have a fifth step for you, and that is practice gratitude for God's grace. Thank God for his forgiveness and grace. Gratitude shifts your focus from your failures to his faithfulness, helping you walk in freedom. I want to give you a biblical example of somebody that needed to forgive themselves to show you that even the people back in the Bible were just as susceptible to the same issues that we go through today. Let's talk about Peter. Peter's denial of Jesus is a powerful example of the struggle to forgive oneself. After denying Jesus three times, Peter was so overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Yet after the resurrection, Jesus restored Peter, reaffirming his calling to shepherd his people. We see this and read about it in John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Peter's story reminds us that failure isn't the end. Through Jesus, Peter not only found forgiveness, but also stepped into his purpose. God's forgiveness doesn't just erase our sins, it restores and redeems us for his glory. When we forgive ourselves, we free ourselves to live in the fullness of God's grace. Self-forgiveness isn't about excusing our sins. It's about accepting God's mercy and allowing it to transform us. Now, forgiving yourself also produces fruit. And here are three fruits that your life produces as you forgive yourself. Number one is peace. Letting go of guilt brings a deep sense of peace and rest in God's presence. Number two is confidence. Accepting God's forgiveness empowers us to live boldly for Christ. And number three is growth. Self-forgiveness opens the door for spiritual growth and a deeper relationship with God. So reflect on this. What areas of your life are still burdened by guilt? Reflect back on the steps that we just talked about and put those into action. And as this episode comes to an end today, remember that forgiving yourself is a vital step in embracing the freedom and grace that God offers. When we release guilt and shame, we open ourselves to his peace, joy, and purpose. Trust in the completeness of God's forgiveness and allow his truth to redefine how you see yourself. And until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awaken to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, follow Jeff Fish on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at Fish Talk for Jesus. You can also visit the link tree on the podcast website for easy access to all his social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast or Jeff's content has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.